This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends, everyone. Cheryl Fritz here, along with Scott Eckersley, producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Doug Pratt, who's Director of Public Affairs for the Michigan Education Association. Good evening, Doug. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Good to talk to you, Cheryl.
Very good. Thank you for spending a little bit of time with us this evening. Ran across your report that came out this week on the Michigan Education Association's A-plus agenda. This is an ambitious agenda, and boy, it sure makes a lot of sense to me. Could you start by just kind of outlining in general how this was put together, and then we'll go through some more specifics of what you're looking at?
Sure. MEA has believed in a lot of things that we laid out in our A-plus agenda for a long time, but we wanted, in light of the calls for collaboration by Governor Snyder and the legislature, to come forward with the areas that we think we need to focus on in terms of looking at public education in this state. There's lots of things that we can work on together, and we want to put the focus on that.
Now, the plan includes, you know, by your own definition, like some five areas that in need of attention, and it includes, you know, realigning Michigan's, I'm reading from your release, Michigan's pre-K through 12 system, increasing accountability, increasing efficiency, ensuring good stewardship of taxpayer dollars, and fixing Michigan's antiquated tax structure. Those are lofty goals, and as you said, one in general, been working on those for a long time. How are targeting these areas? How are you going to be able to move forward targeting these areas, do you think?
Well, there's lots of different ideas that we have under each of those five broad categories. Let's take, for starters, you know, the curriculum, realigning our pre-K-12 system so that we focus on graduating students from high school and moving them on to post-secondary educational opportunities. You know, that's something that frankly was pretty much in line with what Governor Snyder said last night during his State of the State. You know, we've got some differences in how we might want to go about achieving some of the things he talks about in terms of a P20 system, but all the contents of this is really the same. We need to support students academically as they go through this process. We need to make sure we reduce the amount of remedial coursework that's being done in college, making sure students are prepared when they move on to higher education. Early childhood programming, college and career prep exposure, all those things go in exactly to what the governor was talking about last night.
Yeah, and he sure hit on that. Well, as you said, with P through 20, it falls right in line with what the MEA is suggesting in one of the areas it's targeting here.
And when we actually sat down with Governor Snyder earlier this week, and that was an area that we spent a lot of time talking about, it's probably a place we're going to be able to do some work together. We certainly hope so, and we hope that the calls for collaboration continue and that they bear fruit. So,
you talked about increasing accountability for everyone, and that was in bold letters in your release. And the governor again talked about accountability last night. So this is a reoccurring theme that I love hearing, and every citizen, I'm sure, in Michigan loves hearing.
Absolutely. I mean, we need, too often in education, accountability conversations begin and end with teachers. And that's certainly an appropriate place to put a lot of focus. But administrators have a role in evaluating employees. School support staff have a critical role in terms of supporting student learning. And we want to make sure that they get the training they need to do that. And parents are obviously incredibly critical. And we have wheeled out a concept for a Michigan Parental Involvement in Education Act that would require employers to release employees in order for them to attend parent-teacher conferences. It's been a huge issue with low-wage earners who, in order to attend a parent-teacher conference, they'd be losing money to begin with. But in a lot of cases, if they don't show up for work, they could lose their job. And that's just wrong and something that we need to address here in our state so that parents don't have to choose between being gainfully employed and being engaged in their child's education.
Now, of course, with the budget issues that everybody is facing, every area in the state, increasing efficiency for all school districts, basically we're all having to do more with less, and that is addressed in this plan as well.
Absolutely. I mean, we think that there are things that we can do in terms of consolidation, but the systems for that just don't support smart decision-making. Consolidating school districts, one day you have an election, the next day the two school districts cease to exist. There's no time for transition. There's no continuity for employees. We have to figure that out and come up with a better process. And we've got some ideas for doing that. And we're willing to work on all these issues that we're talking about with legislators from both parties and with the governor. And that was our clear message earlier this week. And we're going to keep saying it and keep bringing ideas out and come to the table.
How did those meetings go with Governor Snyder? As I'm hearing some of the same rhetoric here from his speech and from what was in this plan, it sounds like you're hearing each other.
You know, the devil's always in the details. But, you know, we had a great conversation. We shared ideas with each other, and we're looking forward to continuing to talk. I mean, there's lots of issues that Michigan faces, and right now we can't afford divisiveness. MEA is ready and willing to come to the table and work on real problems that are facing this state. What we're not willing to do is let people who would say they want to quote-unquote reform education, who really just want to attack teachers and students, working-class families and unions. That we're going to stand up and fight with every resource we have. But we don't think that's what's being talked about right now. We think there are real issues that we can come together and work on.
Now, you're looking, of course, to sitting down with lawmakers in these areas and find common ground and put some of these concepts that you've laid out in this A-plus program into law to move all of this forward and make sure it stays on this course.
Absolutely, and there's some places that we can do that with. I mean, the last 2 points of our plan talk about school district financial stability and fixing our tax structure. We had a lot of conversations about that today at an event we held in Lansing. We held a tax policy summit with more than 300 people who attended, and including a lot of legislators, a lot of freshman lawmakers who were coming in who wanted to learn about our tax policy system, to learn about how we got to where we are and things we can change, like, for example, closing tax loopholes and ending tax incentives that don't create jobs. That could be a huge part of a financial package that could save the state lots of money, help our economic recovery, and make sure that we're putting resources where we need to do it. And the other thing that MEA is fully on board with is supporting Governor Snyder's call for a 2-year budget to be adopted as soon as June. School districts need to know what they're operating with in terms of funding in order to make smart choices. And this is a critical step in order to help them make informed decisions.
And we hear this over again from many different areas of government and education and people looking at economic development and jobs in the state. But boy, if we don't have a trained, educated workforce, it's not going to happen. And it all starts with the public schools.
Absolutely. I mean, we know as educators that we're in the front lines in preparing students for the jobs Michigan needs. And we're proud of that role, but we need the support to do it. We need to make sure that the decisions that are being made in Lansing and locally are supporting students, are driving resources to directly support their education, and that we're making smart choices for our future in terms of our state budget. We've been cutting for a decade. We've been, trying to dig our way out of this hole in terms of cutting further and racing to the bottom. We have to stop doing that. It's not working. We need balanced solutions. We need solutions that include reasonable cuts, reforms, but we also have to tackle our broken revenue system in this state. And that was another key message from our tax policy summit today and a key plank in our A-plus agenda.
Well, and as with so many folks, when I talk to them about budget issues, because that's everybody's issue these days, it's about cutting the budget, but it's about prioritizing, and it's about everything being on the table, but then prioritizing what is the most important that can't be touched.
You know, and I think everybody in our state has been sharing in sacrifice. I know that public school employees have made almost $1 billion in concessions over the last several years. You know, we're all coming to the table and setting something down and saying, okay, we need to move forward. But I don't believe that the conversation in Lansing has taken the turn yet where it needs to go, and that's saying that we can all do all this, but we've got to also fix our broken tax structure. We've got to make some changes in terms of expanding the sales tax to cover services and luxury items, and taking a serious look at a graduated income tax that 34, I think, plus states out there across the country have. More than 30 states have actually made modest increases in their taxes as part of recovering from this financial crisis. All of them also made budget cuts. And we're not saying that we haven't been doing that and need to take a close look at what we're doing financially in this state. But no one solution is going to get us out of this problem. And that's why we think everything needs to be on the table. And that's why we're pushing the agenda we're pushing.
Well, we've talked about it. It's a bold plan, but it sure is getting the conversation going, and that's what needs to happen for any changes to take place. Doug, I appreciate your time this evening. Thank you very much.
Anytime.
Thank you so much. Doug Pratt, Director of Public Affairs with the Michigan Education Association. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.